Hello, my name is Boboya James Edmond, a policy and political analyst and the chief executive officer of the Institute of Social Policy and Research in South Sudan. I really wanted to narrate and urge the government of South Sudan, given my experience on the situation of the Nimule Road. The road from Nimule to Juba has extremely gone worse and really worse compared to many, many times. That road has been serving the people of South Sudan. So many vehicles have been overturning, impacting goods destined to the destination in South Sudan to end up in just in the Nimule Road without going to where they're supposed to be going. That has created an enormous economic, impact on the businesses that are bringing goods and services to South Sudan, on the companies that have been hired either by government, private sector, international NGOs, and the UN. And those are the goods and services that could have helped in growing the economy and therefore also growing the GDP. And for many years, many, many South Sudanese, including the government, extremely know that the Nimule Road is very important because it serves as the primary economic lifeline for the landlocked South Sudan, and it's handling roughly 90% of imported goods and essential supplies coming out from Uganda and also Kenya, as the Mombasa port is located in Kenya, and all the international goods and services coming from the international markets into South Sudan through the port of Mombasa. And this road originally used to be 3 hours or 2.5 hours, depending on the driving, experience. But now, this road, you take off from 8 o'clock in the morning, you arrive to Juba at 4 or 5 o'clock, depending on the type of vehicle. So basically, you spend between 7 to 8 hours of a road that is 90. You know, to 192 kilometers of road. You see, so that is significantly impacting, many, many aspects of businesses in South Sudan. And that's the reason why the economy in South Sudan is struggling, and the economy in Juba is actually struggling, because traders and suppliers are finding it extremely difficult to bring goods and services timely to boost the economy, as many, many countries have actually envisioned. And currently, the government receives 60 billion South Sudanese pounds from this road in the name of taxes from the records of the National Revenue Authority. This amount could have been triple. If this road is tarmac, the government could be getting 200 to 260 billion South Sudanese pounds a month. And therefore, that money would have been significant to address the liquidity crisis, enough to address the payments for soldiers, payment for civil servants, running government operations, and even begin to put some money together for, financing infrastructure development in South Sudan. So we've lost significant amount of money in the name of 180 to 220 billion per month because of the road conditions that we're talking about in South Sudan. So I think it's important to really rethink about infrastructure, because the cooperation between Uganda or East Africa and South Sudan must be based on infrastructural development. Without infrastructure development, we are doomed not to progress the way we want, because it's not all about the Nimule Road. So many roads, including Yei, Juba, I mean Yei, Kaya, Yei Road, or the Barakaza Road, or the Mundri, Meridi, or Yambio Road, or many other parts of the roads are completely dilapidated. And now the cost of movement, the cost of doing business, the cost of delivering services has significantly increased. And now we have economic mismatch. The fact that we couldn't pass our national budget, the fact that we are fighting international community from not meddling into our affairs, this has also you know, a bearing in the way we run our foreign policy, including attracting investors. Because investors are foreign, and most investments are having, you know, interests at front. So, for example, if you want to talk about the Saudi or the Gulf countries want to come and invest in South Sudan, they might have interest. Talk about South Africans, talk about Americans, you talk about the British, the Europeans, all other countries, including the Russians and the Chinese, they cannot invest in South Sudan without having an interest. So if you begin to fight off their interest, they will never come and genuinely be able to invest in South Sudan. So I think we are in a very, you know, high level of limbo, and we are in dire deficits in terms of our governance, in terms of our politics, in terms of our economics, you know, strategies, in terms of also, you know, talk about sovereignty versus economic development and fundamental human rights protections in overall. So I don't know what the government wants to achieve, and especially when we talk about elections and we still don't even show characteristics of development going on to attract, you know, citizens to begin to trust that this government has started to do a good job, and therefore we can trust them with our votes. You know, the SPLM is trying to fight right and left, east and south, north and west. And we don't have a foundation. We don't have a strategies of, you know, beginning to tell the people that, okay, we are becoming more cohesive and we're beginning to participate in economic development. We're trying to look for funding for infrastructure development. We're beginning to do infrastructure. So finally, I really want to urge the president of South Sudan, His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit, to prioritize the Nimule Road. Because without the Nimule Road, it's going to be hard. We've seen vehicles getting stuck like the buses. You know, even in terms of human health, people cannot take off from Kampala at 6 o'clock in the evening and arrive to Juba at 6 o'clock in the evening. You cannot have a 24 hours bus, you know, driving on this road. You know, these are people who could have, you know, done their business more quickly, and then they come back and, you know, to continue to go back to Kampala, and then you can see the business booming. You know, this road has curtailed economic booming for citizens. It has curtailed employment creation. It has destroyed the economy, and it has worsened the social, environmental, and, you know, civil conditions of South Sudanese. So I am calling again for an urgency on the fixing of this road by all means. Thank you so much.